What's up? It's Shotify. I got top 10 albums of 2022. I think 2022 was an average year when it came to just albums in general. Nothing crazy. I don't know. It very, last year was amazing as well. I would say 2022 better than 2020, obviously. A normal another year, basically another year. A lot of these situations where, there's a year that's better, there's a year it's not. Just an average. Let's get straight to the point. Top 10 albums of 2022. Let's go into it. All right. Top 10 albums of 2022. Let's start with number 10. Number 10. Let's get straight into it. Heroes and Villains. This was, made the list last month. He got tracks like Superhero, Too Many Nights. I mean, of course, Creepin', Niagara Falls. When you combine Metro, Future, Don Toliver, Travis Scott, you're gonna make amazing songs. I might be wrong, but I think this was one of the first albums where he consistently had a lot of people, like he consistently had his best features. Throughout the album, he like every song either has Future or Don Toliver or Travis Scott, and I think that's what makes Metro Boomin even a better producer and a better hit maker. Number nine, let's get into it. Donna Film, The Weeknd. This was a very surprising album. It was very odd because The Weeknd, this because this album dropped last January 2022. I think the first weekend, it features songs like "Take My Breath," "Out of Time," "Is There Someone Else," what's the other, "Sacrifice," all great songs. I think it was a much different sound than the previous, 3 to 4 years, less poppy. I think this was more, this got way more into the just, lo-fi kind of like, EDM-esque. And I think he kind of knew that was different. That's why he didn't really promote this as much, because he's just like, all right, let's just throw this out there, see what happens. Because he literally promoed and toured that After Hours album for 2 years. I don't he hadn't even toured that album yet. That's why I thought this album drop was strange, because it came out of nowhere and I didn't feel like it was necessary, but it almost just felt like a mixtape that he just wanted to just get out there. Number eight. Number eight, we got "I Never Liked You" by Future. This is definitely one of Future's best all around good albums. A lot of his albums, I usually only like, one to two songs, but this was definitely different in the situation where I liked almost every song. Like that is rare for me as a Future fan. 'Cause I don't like sometimes like his albums are very just too aggressive all the time. And the thing about Future, and I think Drake really helped, his albums shine whenever he's a little bit more vulnerable, when he takes off his little toxic king type of thing. That's where Future can make a great album. Like Future can still make great albums. He knows it's easy to just make, trap beats, trap songs, just the typical. But, songs like Wait For You, let's see, Wait For You, Love You Better, Back to the, I think Back to the Basics. These are songs where it's like a lot of melody and, and I love albums that are full of variety. We have rap here, we have poppy here, we have R&B-esque type of things here. So this is why it made my list, because any other Future album normally does not make a top 10 list for me. In order to make my list, you gotta have a very wide variety, multiple 5 to 6 songs that I actually love on your album. Yeah, I love Massaging Me, Keep It Burning, 7:12 p.m. Chickens featuring ESTG. Yeah, just a great all-around album. Did not have high hopes for this. Love the album cover. Yeah, that's an overall great album. I was gonna say 7:12 p.m. Just great lyrics on that song. The whole I meant I think I mentioned this. I gotta take this up to God because of my God on the earth. Just like, and then like the lyrics following that part. It's just the last minute of that song on that opening track. Really, when I listened to that song, I was like, wait a second. I think Future's energy was definitely different on this album. That's all I gotta say. All right, number 7 on the top 10 albums of 2022. Honestly, Never Mind by Drake. Wow. Can't believe you have it. Yes, so I do have this album. I was very caught off guard first time listening to this album. I think everybody was. I think everybody was like, what in the world is going on? But then, grew on me. Because I listened to it from a different perspective. At first I was trying to like, oh, is this gonna be some hard rap album? Because we're all waiting for that. But this one was like one of those where it's like, you know what? Let me just experiment. And this sound on this album, and there's a lot of albums that are kind of like this, where it's getting more dancey. This album is basically like one dance on steroids. And a lot of people in Drake's fan base love that, what do you call it? One dance, that syncopation. So it has a mix of dance music and house music, I will say, was probably the most kind of coming back into fashion, or coming back into the trendy genre now. I definitely felt that in my times where I was out, at a party or at a club, where the music is starting to be a little bit faster and a little bit different. I think it's just starting to get that way because I think people are starting to get bored of the typical rap, sound, where I think this type of album will, be remembered more as like, oh, this is one of those albums that like kind of started the trend. I mean, yes, Drake did not start this, but he definitely had ma he made this sound a lot more mainstream than normal. I think this will be an album where we look back on how we look back on 808s and Heartbreaks back in 2008, where Kanye dropped it and everybody's like, what in the world? And this is not graduation, Kanye. It was more lovey, and that started the trend of the lovey-dovey rap type of sound. So, in conclusion, I forgot the songs I love: Calling My Name, Sticky, Massive. That's a great trio of songs. Liability, Jimmy Cooks. I love the song, love the album. Did not hate it at all. Yeah, it was this different sound, and you gotta appreciate that sometimes. A lot of musicians Sometimes we request like, oh, we need more. We need to want we not want to we want something different, and this was extremely different. So I appreciate a big name musician, similar to The Weeknd's Donna the Film. Donna Film and Honestly Nevermind were two albums that I thought were great, you know, change it up type of albums, which I really did appreciate. Out of those big name artists, usually big name artists get lazy and start, you know, making the same old, same old. So, all right, next, number six. I'm slow on this list. Number six, Intergalactic, 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 by Kid Cudi. Very surprising album for me. In no way, I did not expect to have Kid Cudi have the six, my six favorite, six best album of 2022. This was originally like kind of a soundtrack for his movie Intergalactic. So he dropped the movie, his little movie and his little soundtrack album. At the same time, I love the movie. The movie actually got me into the music because the music was really good, of course. So I've really, you know, the movie was very lighthearted, very, you know, an hour 20 type of movie, kind of chill. I love those type of movies that animated, but they kind of look real at the same time. I'm not a movie buff, so when I do love a movie, it's like it's got to be something, you know, that type. And I'm starting to like that whole animated thing. Back to the album, love songs like New Mode, Do What I Want, Ignite the Love, In Love, Willing to Trust, Can't Believe It. Again, I think this is another example of, you know, I love when artists kind of, you know, switch it up a little bit. Sometimes, like, same thing with Future. Whenever you hear these, you know, artists that like, you know, go, you know, gangster rap music or like, you know, have lovey songs where they're like, you know, who cares about this girl? Like, it's nice to hear the opposite sometimes. I want to hear, you know, Future cry his heart out for someone. Like, it was nice. Kid Cudi used to be like that too. So it was nice that he was starting to make love songs again. I think that's kind of a missing art sometimes where, you know what? Who cares about the whole, like, messing with having three girlfriends? Like, can we just have a normal song about love? You know, that's like, it's actually getting extremely rare that those type of songs are around. So I think this was a love album that was done well. All right, top five albums of 2022. What do we have at number five? SOS by SZA. Another great album. I think I'm starting to notice a trend on my list. These artists like SZA, Future, Drake, The Weeknd, they made albums this year that was a little bit non-traditional of their previous music. I know SZA used to rap back in the day, but she kind of brought it back a little bit. She also brought heartbroken songs. I love Nobody Gets Me. I love F2F. I love Low. I love Love Language. Yeah, I think this, like, love songs need to make a comeback because, you know, we just get tired. We all just get tired of this, like, what I was saying, just like, we all get tired of this whole, you know, toxic vibe feeling. It gets kind of just tiring and repetitive. So it's like, it's nice to just listen to artists that are heartbroken, artists that are, you know, in love or pursuing, I don't know, just all the corny stuff is making a comeback. So, Low is a great song. I think Low is my favorite song. Nobody Gets Me is my favorite, you know, lovey type of song. Low, love the song. Low is definitely, since I really definitely got more in a rap bag compared to 2017, compared to Control. So, and this is another reason why I love SZA. She makes albums that when you listen, it does not feel like it's being rushed. It does not feel like, you know, she's at the peak of her career. She had not missed on her last five, 4 to 5 singles, all great songs. You had that what, Good Day, I Hate You, Shirt. Like, she's at a point of her career where she could literally just drop everything. She could like not make music for the next 10 years and have a best-selling album. So I think she definitely is still at it. She still got it. That was my biggest question. I was like, man, SZA has taken a long time to make another album. So I was very surprised because some people do not make good albums after they take a break. So, i.e., Chance the Rapper. I was getting Chance the Rapper vibes from SZA because I was like, man, SZA, you're taking too long. But she defeated all those allegations. All right, number four. What do we got? Renaissance by Beyonce. I was a little surprised how much I like this album. You know, I'm not really like a Beyonce stan out here, but you know, it's it was definitely she was definitely in her like a little 2013, 2014 vibe, kind of a continuation of that, a little more rappy than poppy. Again, that's another example of how I think dance music is kind of making a comeback. Dance house music, all that mess. You got songs like Energy, Heated, Move, Break My Soul, Alien Superstar. I love all these songs. I'd say Heated is my favorite one. I think no, Cuff It. No, Cuff It is my favorite. Cuff It is such a great song. Cuff It is a bear, like where Beyonce shines in those type of songs. Where, you know, it's a party, but also like a great singing performance and also just great words. So yeah, it's just overall great album. Definitely a newish sound mixed with hip hop. Overall, great album. See what Beyonce has up next. People keep saying like, oh, she's gonna make like she's got two albums ready. So I don't know. We'll see what happens. All right, number three. Number three, we got Wasteland by Brent Faiyaz. Brent Faiyaz has also been one of those guys that I have enjoyed listening to for the past, you know, 5 or 6 years. I think he got a little more mainstream this past last year when, you know, he dropped that track with Drake. That was an inevitable type of collab. That was gonna happen one day, one of these days. I love Dead Man Walking. I love Jackie Brown. I love Angel. I love Rolling Stone. I love Ghetto Gatsby. I love Price of Fame. I love All Mine. This is number three for a reason because I almost like every song on this album. And he shines yet again. He does not drift away. He kind of goes full on Brent Faiyaz. It had been a while since he had an album. Like a full album. I think the last one, you know, had 8 or 10 tracks, but this one is a 20-track album that he shined throughout. I love his coolness factor. He's a cool R&B type of person. Sometimes, sometimes guy R&B artists are kind of, cheesy to me. Some of them. But Brent definitely gives you a coolness factor out of them. And I think that is where he is unique and where he is a favorite amongst a lot of people, men and women. And so I think this is a another great album of Brent's. And I guess that's all I gotta say. That's why I think this album is so unique, because it's a different type of sound that I think everybody's going to love. All right, number two. Number two, what we got? What we got? We got Come Home, The Kids Miss You, Jack Harlow. Love this album. Love this album. I think people need to calm down when they review this album. This man wasn't even a big name artist until maybe mid 2020. The expectations this man has gotten are so unreal. Like, let the man cook, give him time to marinate. So I think this was a kind of a popular, I feel like a popular hated album. And I was just like, the man is like, what, 23, 24? Is this his first studio, like, real album? I know he's got those other albums, but like, this was the first time where he had pressure on him. So I thought that whole judging was a little bit too harsh. This is as if you're judging in the same aspect of Drake's what's the first one he had? Why am I blanking? Drake's first, like, all right, here's the pressure, 2010 album. Thank Me Later. This is basically the essential of Thank Me Later. And this is low key almost better. I don't know, that's a whole debate, but that's it's up there. So I think this whole I think Jack Harlow has a bright future. He made great songs on that album. First Class, Young Harleazy, Dua Lipa, Churchill Downs, Poison, Neltec, Side Piece, I'd Do Anything to Make You Smile. All great tracks. And he's got a long future in this game. And this is just another album on his book, on his career page. No, I actually saw this in concert. Love the concert, love the album, love everything about this album. It was smooth. It was what, cohesive? I don't know the part of the word, but he shined again. He made rappy tracks. He made poppy song tracks. He made everything sound good. A lot of great features. You got Pharrell. You got, did he have Timberlake on this too? Timberlake, Drake, Lil Wayne, like, I'm glad he got those big name artists in a way to just kind of push him a little bit more. And so, you can't hate on this album. If you just kind of take a step back, you're like, man, this is Jack Harlow. This is his first album. This is like his main first album. And is this good? You just kind of have to respect that. And that's why it's number two on my list. All right, man. Number one. Get right into it. Let's get right into it. Number one, Her Loss, featuring Drake and 21 Savage. Just wow. This is the first time Drake has been my favorite best album of the year. This is the first time. This was the best album since If You're Reading This Is Too Late. I can confidently say this is a top five Drake album. Everything about it made sense. This is an album that I have always said that he needs to make. I've predicted this for years. The past 3 to 4 years, I have always said Drake needs to come back with another rap album, just full on rap. And he also needs a lot of features because if you have noticed, Drake is at his best when he has someone else on the track, because I think he just has such a great voice that he can collab with anyone, and it almost reverse makes Drake sound good. I don't know how that is, but 21 Savage is like Drake's training wheels. He balances out Drake. Drake just, the thing about him the past 3 to 4 years, he just needed someone else around him in a song. When he's by himself, it's a little difficult because you can get kind of tired of him. And so I think this was a perfect album. I think this was an album that was long overdue. This was basically the, If You're Reading This Is Too Late of this decade. He just went back to the basics. He went back to what he was best at. Because we had all been waiting for, we've been waiting for years for this type of album. And he delivered on every part of it. You got Rich Flex, major, like he comes out with Rich Flex, Major Distribution second, On BS third, Back Outside Boys, Privileged, Privileged Rappers, Treacherous Twins, P and Millions, Broke Boys, Middle of the Ocean, Jumbotron popping, more M's. Everything about this was much needed, for fans, and so this was such a great decision on both parties. Because also, if you noticed, when these guys have collabed in the past, always 10 out of 10 songs. I think these guys collab four or five times. Always amazing songs. They are perfect for each other. I think these type of albums need to be made more because we are getting tired of listening to one person. We love, I think everybody's starting to love, a lot of, have two or three rappers on every song. And I think that's perfect. And so this was a much needed album. Yeah, just overall great. I think Privileged Rappers kind of underrated. Major Distribution is the best. On BS is second. No, Broke Boys is second. On BS is third. Like Broke Boys on the song. Rich Flex on the song. These are songs that only Drake can do. Kendrick is not making a Broke Boys song. This isn't. So again, he played to his strengths and also realized, hey, I need someone else on these tracks with me. No matter, have a feature that's a chorus, have someone that, because 21 Savage is maybe in 30% of this album. 30%. Like I hate to even call it a collab album, but it is. But at the same time, it really isn't. It's like it's not even like What a Time to Be Alive. That was very 50-50 of Drake and Future. This was a 70-30 type of album. And I think that was strategically on purpose. And I think that's what made this album the number one album of 2022. That's all I gotta say about that one. Top 10 albums of 2022. Hope y'all like the list. We'll see what happens next year in 2023. And don't think of anything else. I think that's it. Cool. Thank y'all for listening. See y'all next year and have a great listening year. Peace.